You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Boss in Bear Hay starts planning revenge on a Target coworker, Hernan Leva, for stealing his lunch. Bear Hay buys a hammer and two knives as he ends his shift, spends the next day training, then waits for Leva to arrive at work. Bear Hay attacks as Leva gets out of his car, bludgeoning and stabbing the man to death over allegedly stealing his lunch.
Nancy, Bear Hay ran from the scene of the attack, but later returned to the parking lot and turned himself in to Virginia police. Leva, a native of El Salvador and father of two, was pronounced dead on the scene. Bear Hay immediately confessed to the murder and sat in prison for over 2 years before entering a guilty plea. At his sentencing hearing, Bear Hay threatened to hurt or kill more people if he was not given the maximum punishment.
Bosin Bear Hay, 25, admits to the attack and pleads guilty to murder, now sentenced to 70 years behind bars. Celia Barrett, completely naked and drunk, holds employees at a Florida gas station at Peeler Point, not Knife Point, Peeler Point, as in potato peeler. With no clear motive, she threatens employees with the potato peeler. The store's manager tries to intervene, and Barrett yells obscenities and threatens to kill him. In her stupor, she topples a drink display before heading outside where cops are, of course, waiting. Barrett, 35, now charged with public intoxication and indecency, criminal mischief, and two counts of ag assault with Peeler. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We begin in California as a judge refuses a plea to overturn Richard Allen Davis's death sentence. Davis killed 12-year-old Polly Klass in 1993 after taking her from her bedroom at Knife Point, a crime that stunned the nation. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
In 1996, Richard Allen Davis was found guilty by a jury of first-degree murder, as well as the special circumstances of kidnapping, robbery, burglary, and attempting a lewd act on a minor. At the time of the kidnapping and murder of the child, Davis was on parole and had a long history of kidnapping and assaults dating back to the 1970s. He received the death penalty. In a February court filing, Davis's attorneys contended that because of recent modifications to California sentencing guidelines that remove some sentencing enhancements, his death sentence should be revoked. They also mentioned the death penalty ban that California now has in place. Governor Gavin Newsom of California put an end to executions in 2019 after labeling the death penalty, quote, a failure that has discriminated against defendants who are mentally ill, black and brown, or can't afford expensive legal representation. This is a policy that may be altered by future governors in the state. The Sonoma County District Attorney's Office stated in a court document that the arguments put forth by Davis's attorneys are, quote, nonsensical, and that the statutes they reference are inapplicable to Davis's execution for the murder of Polly Klass. Sonoma County Deputy District Attorney Sarah Brooks stated to the court that the attorneys representing Davis were misquoting a 2022 statute that permits sentencing reevaluations for certain individuals whose sentences were affected by special enhancements. Their petition, according to her, is a, quote, collateral attack on the 1996 conviction and death sentence. In agreement, Judge Benjamin Williams turned down their motion. He said that the prosecution was attempting to get out of the punishment part of the trial rather than arguing for Davis to receive a new sentence. Davis wasn't in attendance for the hearing. It was in October of 1993 that Davis took Polly Klass from her bedroom in Petaluma, some 40 miles north of San Francisco, and killed her by strangulation. The night of Polly's abduction, her mother was sleeping in an adjacent room as Polly and two friends hosted a sleepover. Thousands of volunteers began a nationwide search for the girl after her disappearance.
Davis was caught 2 months later and led officers to the child's remains, which were discovered in a shallow grave 50 miles north of her Sonoma County home. Overseas now, as the bodies of a young American missionary couple murdered by gang members in the capital of Haiti have now been returned to their families in Missouri. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
In a Facebook post, the parents of 21-year-old Natalie Lloyd and her 23-year-old husband, Davy Lloyd, say their bodies have now arrived at an airport in Kansas City, Missouri. Following an attack as they were leaving a youth group activity hosted at a local church, the couple and a man from Haiti with whom they were working were shot and killed by gang members in Port-au-Prince, the capital of Haiti. Jude Montes, a director at the mission where the Lloyds were volunteering, was the third victim. The 47-year-old was with his brother the night the killings took place, along with his wife and two children, ages 2 and 6. The murders took place as violent gangs who control 80% of Port-au-Prince are relentlessly attacking the capital, which is crumbling into chaos due to the crime wave.
Officials say that a police team from Kenya is expected to arrive in Haiti as part of a UN-backed operation to curb gang violence in the unstable Caribbean nation.
Thanks, John. Aaliyah Freeman moves to Wilmington, Delaware, about 2 hours away from her family in West Orange, New Jersey. Aaliyah declines a visit from her sister, and Stacia Freeman thinks nothing of it as Aaliyah enjoys alone time. 2 weeks later, Stacia is surprised when Aaliyah doesn't come to her niece's birthday party. She doesn't call or even send a message. 2 months later, Stacia gets a call from Aaliyah's apartment. The person tells Stacia they can't find Aaliyah, and she hasn't paid her rent. Stacia immediately goes to her sister's apartment and finds Aaliyah's wallet emptied on the floor, the rest of her belongings undisturbed. On Aaliyah's 31st birthday, her family reports her missing. Her family reports it's extremely out of character for Aaliyah to leave without telling anyone or taking care of her bills. Aaliyah Freeman now missing 3 months. If you have info on Aaliyah Freeman, please contact Wilmington, Delaware PD 302-654-5151. Repeat, 302-654-5151. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.